Continue in emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Solid slowdowns if you're northbound I-15. This would be a day to avoid the freeway if you're trying to go anywhere from Bluffdale up to Midvale. It's due to the accident that happened earlier at just before 7200 South. Now, the good news is it's been moved over to the right shoulder. All lanes are open, but you still have heavy delays. Back to Bluffdale. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow from downtown to 90th South. And a KSL traffic trooper saying we've got an accident downtown involving a bicycle and a pedestrian at 300 West and about 125 South. Dave Meekum?
Can't see it, but we still could have some problems at 110 South and State Street. We had a report earlier of those lights malfunctioning. Still may have a four-way stop there. Hey, getting over the point of the mountain, once you get out of the mess on the south end, if you're heading into Utah County, you're going to slow down coming down the south side of the point, down past Thanksgiving Point, and really off and on, slowing all the way through to Lehigh Main Street. And the heavier traffic northbound on I-15 coming past Lehigh Main Street up to about 1500 North. That story remains for you there, Mark.
The slow and go occurring northbound I-15, basically out of downtown, about 4th South, I'm going to say, to the north interchange, and their delays are a bit spotty. Emergency traffic continues in Davis County. You really may want to avoid the stretch between Farmington and just prior to Layton Parkway due to a crash that is now clearing off to the right. Overflow delays crowding up Highway 80, not up into Fruit Heights and the far west area. You're getting delays north on I-15 lane restrictions prior to 2600 North. When you think of home loans, think America First. First, with low fixed interest rates, no origination fees, flexible terms, apply at AmericaFirst.com or stop by any branch equal housing lender. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.